individual servers run by individuals and organizations. So anyone can take the code, run their own server, and join the larger Diaspora social network.
So it's decentralized. So I can host my own Diaspora server.
Yes.
Okay.
And it doesn't matter which server you're on. You'll be able to communicate with all the other.
So there are all these independent servers are interconnected, like ERC.
Yes.
And so there can be no central company decision like take it down or censor it or do whatever.
No.
Okay.
And even if the project decided that we only allow these people to use the software, it's not possible because we can't take the service down and it's AGPL. So it's kind of anyone can use it.
Could I make censorship on my own hosted Diaspora server? Can I say I only accept these guys?
Yeah, sure.
But then other people would find other servers or would create their own servers.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do recommend that anyone running a server sets up a terms of conditions because different legalities in countries. And so
I can make my own rules and enforce them on my own server.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. You have felt an increase of demand about Diaspora since the new Facebook regulation or since the Snowden revelations that all communication is protocoled. You feel that that there's more interest to your project?
Yeah, definitely. I think as one guy said, every time Facebook does something to the terms and conditions, there's
small
spike. And there's also been spikes for other reasons, like there's a social network called Elo recently.
Elo?
Elo. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a proprietary, not open source, but they had lots of visibility and also that created visibility for our project as well because people were like looking for alternatives. Mm-hmm. So every time someone looks for alternatives, it's
What is your role at Diaspora? You are involved in the development or in the public relation team?
We don't have strict teams.
Yeah.
We have it's a community project, so we have all the community governs. I'm a generic contributor and a core community member, so I do development and.
But you get nothing paid for developing for Diaspora.
No.
You do it in your free time.
Yeah. All the contributors are developers.
Can you explain why you code in your free time, unpaid for an? So that people can chat. What?
For us,
genau, for us.
It's fun. It's fun and
you like working unpaid for us.
It's I don't see contributing to open source as working for someone. It creates a sense of community. For example, this is a great community. We're actually at a conference representing Diaspora for the first time as a community project.
Okay.
And I've never met these guys, and I talk to them daily, and it's really. It creates a community.
So you met here in life people you know online before from the Diaspora Git contributors?
Yeah, because we're a global community.
But beside the table, get you any benefits? Like did you pay you the transport or the hotel fee or something? So get you anything out of it?
No, Diaspora became a community project in August 2012. Yeah. Before that, it was a startup in New York. So we don't have proper like a legal organization behind it. There's some of the core community feel that there should be, and maybe we'll have one. But
Foundation.
At the moment, everybody just pays for their own.
So you're not even contribute your time when you code, but also here, if you talk, it's all on your own time and you paid your own travel expenses.
It's fun. It's one of the best weekends I've had in a long time. Speaking about my favorite open source project.
Okay. can you say what roles are open if you want to contribute to the Diaspora project but are not a hardcore coder, but if you have more general skills, is there still a role for you that you can fill?
Yeah, sure. One of the biggest things we're actually looking for is someone is listening who's an active Diaspora user and likes that sort of thing. Is we really need someone to do community management because most of the core contributors are actually coders. And coders, are not necessarily good with like PR, for example. So yeah,
you need, people with people skill, or posting, reading posts, linking.
We really, really would like to have someone step up to do that, and also we need people to test issues. For example, test new code and. Generally, people interested in designing stuff, and there's a lot of things you can do as a community.
So, and if you are a coder, what languages would be advisable for your project? Which coding languages at the moment?
Two. There's Ruby on Rails.
Yeah.
And then the front end side is Backbone JS. JavaScript.
JavaScript.
Yeah, so those are the two languages you need to know, we have good documentation. So anyone is interested, just our project page, diasporafoundation.org, there's like a get involved button.
And from your personal experience, you can recommend getting involved in this community project for no pay.
Yes, absolutely. It's really cool guys here. So.
Okay, thanks a lot. Yeah.